Reports say a group of American spies are aiding anti-government armed gangs in Syria. The New York Times is citing American officials and Arab intelligence officers in its report. The CIA agents reportedly are operating out of Turkey, helping anti-government groups in Syria. They've been in southern Turkey for several weeks now. The officers are providing intelligence to anti-Assad governments in order to help them decide what gang or gangs inside the country should get their weapons. These weapons range from automatic rifles and rocket-propelled grenades to anti-tank arsenal. What's more, the officials say these weapons are bought and paid for by Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Qatar. The arsenal is then smuggled into Syria, mostly across from Turkey, through obscure intermediaries. Washington recently categorically rejected the accusation of providing arms to Syrian opposition. To discuss this more, I'm joined from Beirut by Mohsen Saleh, professor with the Lebanese University. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor, there are reports of CIA involvement in the unrest in Syria. Just how evident is this involvement?
Well, it's been said by some officials in the American administration, said it clearly and obviously, that they will help the Syrian army, the opposition, and the gangs with some military, simple, or let's just say soft arms. Will help them in their operations against the regime and the Syrian army. And I guess there is a kind of alliance between Saudi Arabia, Qatar. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, they pay. And the Americans, they really give the arms. And the Turks facilitate the way for their intervention inside Syria, inside the Syrian territories. That's we see this kind of satanic alliance between the U.S., Saudi Arabia, and Turkey, and of course Qatar, in order to create this instability inside Syria. And of course, the Saudis and Qataris, they always call for foreign intervention, direct intervention. And these late statements from the CIA is not something new.
Indeed. Well, I mean, how do you assess the role of Syria's neighbors, especially Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia, which, according to these reports, they are buying the weapons and paying for it?
Well, they said it clearly. Also, the Hamad and the Saudi foreign minister Saud Faisal said that we are going to help the Syrian gangs in order to topple the regime. And I guess by that they are trying to press not only the regime, the whole region, into a kind of what the Americans called destructive instability, to create this kind, either to pressure the regime politically to come to the table with the Israelis, especially with the Israelis, and create a kind of new Camp David, or to surrender to their other dictations regarding Iraq, regarding Lebanon, and all these. That's what they want from the regime. The other thing, or to create this kind of fuss and instability and massacres and all this division and strife inside Syria. That's what the Saudis, the Wahhabis, actually, they are doing, because they think that they are avenging from Syria regarding Lebanon and regarding Iraq. And I guess they are wrong. The regime is still strong. The army is united around the regime. And they are really losing the battle on the ground. And the Americans, that's why they are going to talk with the Russians. Clinton will meet Lavrov next week, and in order to facilitate for a political solution. And this news, I guess, to say to the international community that we are there, so we want more demands from the regime in order to negotiate. That's what they want. the what so called the National Council is really not reliable for them. And now the Syrian Free Army, what so called the Free Army, and the gangs, they are losing the battle on the ground. So they are trying to say something overtly about these weapons or money from Turkey and Saudi Arabia and other things. But I guess at the end they will come to the table, because Russians and of course Chinese and Iran will not accept any military solution.
Indeed, and of course, Mr. Saleh, many are asking at this time that who benefits from the unrest in Syria?
Of course, the Israelis and the Americans are the two beneficiaries from this battle in Syria, inside Syria. And the Saudis are paying, and the Qataris are paying the money on behalf of the Israelis and the Americans. And of course, the Americans and the Israelis want to avenge from the Syrian regime because of its backing of the Islamic resistance and the Palestinian resistance in Lebanon and in Palestine. That's what they want. And they are foolish enough and stupid to go in this conspiracy against Syria and against the resistance in Lebanon and Palestine. They are really trying to sell Palestine to the Israelis and to the Americans. And that's the most probably stupid historical mistake for the Saudis and the Qataris. I don't know if they are not agents. I guess the last statement is the most sufficient for them or suffix for them.
Indeed. Well, on that note, we'll leave it there. Many thanks to Professor Mohsen Saleh from Beirut. Thanks for your time there, sir.